Kulin. Here's my question about Mitzia. Where exactly does Rav Yochanan say that there's no din of Oino, even Bitul Mekach? Shabiyam, you learn there are Kakoyis to Kulin. Only by Kakoyis to Kulin, Rashi said that's what Rav Yochanan, Rashi Vom Yabiyam, Mishwad Rav Yochanan, Kakoyis to Kulin, for Rav Yan Yama, Mishwad Rav Yochanan, Hegdish. Rashi says Oino, Ein Lehem Bitul Mekach, but Oino Ein Lehem Bitul Mekach Yesh Lehem. Let's see what the most of this. From Rabbi Yirmi, you are kakoyis to chulin. For Rabbi Yoinoma, a hegdashis. And Tavayo Mishmei to Rabbi Yochanan Amri, that they both say over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say like this, that I know ain't lehem. True, there's no din I know midi raisa. So Rabbi Yirmi says, Rabbi Yochanan meant to say on karka, if you sell somebody karka and you drip him a sixth, it's still chal, there's no din I know, you don't have to return the money. And only by karka he said that, but not by hegdash. Rabbi Yoni says no, even on Hegdish also. That on Hegdish, Rabbi Yochanan means to say that if you jip Hegdish a sixth, there's no din I know. But he says clearly both of them, but bitul mekach yeshlem. But there is a din bitul mekach. He says clearly, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yoni, he's talking about Hegdish. And by Hegdish, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's no oino, but there is a bitul mekach. So how could you say here that's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Meshlokish? Will you chip Hegdish more than a sixth? That the Yochanan says it's chal the chilum midiraisum. I hear according to Rabbi Yoina, he holds that the Yochanan said even by Hegdish, if you chip Hegdish more than a sixth, it's bitul mekach. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan then. Samar says no, it could be like we said. Liyolim really a bitul mekach. That the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Meshlokish is when you chip Hegdish more than a sixth, the parsh of a bitul mekach is that chal be Hegdish or not? And the pshat is now tell you v'yepuch, change around the gerses. That Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says yes. Rabbi Yochanan says if you jip hegdish more than a sixth, it's bottle the nekach. That's not called a good chilul. And with your rice, you have to pay the extra money to make it a chilul. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan learns in Rabbi Yochanan. And it could be before also Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said midi rice, it's not called a good chilul. And Rosh Lakish was the one that said before that even though you don't pay the complete money, there's no bitul mekach behegdish. That was Rosh Lakish that said it. So here's the question, is it possible to say that way? Or me, Motzi Samar, is it possible to say, Epoch, change it around? So they're like this, Ho nichas gud l'man diyom hegdashis. If you want to tell me now that according to Rabbi Yoina, that he says in Rabbi Yochanan, he says that behegdish, the koshchen, akakoyis is very good. That Rabbi Yochanan says that behegdish, there is a parsha of bitul mekach. If you charge Hegdish more than a sixth, the chil is not chal, so it's very good, like we're saying, if Yechon says the midi rice, you have to first pay the money. But then, l'man diyom ha-kakoyis, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that he said, Rabbi Yechon only said that by kakoyis, there's a parash of bitul mekach. Abel ha-Hegdish ain le bitul mekach, but according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's not to say, by Hegdish, even if Yechon agrees, there's no bitul mekach at all. Even if you chip Hegdish more than a sixth, it's chal. And so, heicha apichlu, how can you change it around and say Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that if you chip Hegdish more than a sixth, the chil is not chal midiraisa? So, Mar says true in Echnami. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah says like this, loy teipach in Echnami. Rabbi Yirmiyah is the one that says that Rabbi Yochanan only says by kakois that is a din of bitul mekach. But the Hegdish is no din bitul mekach, say Echnami. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, you don't change it around. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's no kasha. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that by Hegdish, there's no din bitul mekach, even more than a sixth. So that's Rabbi Yochanan learns from our Mishnah, that even though you jip Hegdish more than a sixth, still the chil is chal midiraisa. It's only midirabon, you have to pay the money. And Rish Lakish is the one that said no, the midiraisa it's bottle. But I call upon him, it's machlekes here, if you jip Hegdish more than a sixth, do we say it's still chal, it's a good chil midiraisa? Or do we say no, midi rice it's bottle? So Mora says, Lema, let's say then, Bidi Shmuel Kemiflagi. This machlekes is a machlekes in Shmuel's halacha. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel always says, Hegdish Shavamona. If you have Hegdish, that's worth $100. Shechiluloi al Shavapruta. If somebody Bidi Evid went and was Mechalit on a Shavapruta, he took a coin, only worth a Pruta, and he says he wants the Kedush to go off this onto this, Mechulul. That midiraisa it's chal, that's what that's Shmuel's chiddush. So it should come out then, the Rabbi Yoina lasnu de Shmuel. Rabbi Yoina is the one that says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there is a bitul mekach behegdish, it's not like Shmuel then. Rabbi Yoina says, if you jip hegdish more than a sixth, it's bottle. And here Shmuel says no, even though you jip it much more, still the chil is chal. for Reb Yirmi that says that the Hegdish is Chal, the Chil is Chal, is like the Shmuel. So it should come out before it's a Machlekes on Amaroyim, what is the hold like Shmuel or not. So what's the loy? Could be that's not the Machlekes. Loy, I'll tell you like this. Bein Lamar is to the Shmuel. Could be both Reb Yirmi and both Reb Yirmi, Reb Yochum and Shlokish, they all hold like Shmuel. That's like this. The Reb Yirmi, so Reb Yirmi holds that Kiyom HaShmuel Diyevit. When did Shmuel say this halacha only b'diyevit? Al lechatchilu lo yomar. Lechatchilu, somebody wants to make a pigeon, and he asks us, is this called a good pigeon or not? So if you jip hegdish more than a sixth, he'll also tell you that b'diyevit it's no good. So that's what Reb Yochanan is learning. Reb Yochanan is the one that says, according to Reb Yochanan, if you jip hegdish more than a sixth, it's bitul nekach. What does it mean to say bitul nekach? It means to say, if you're going to ask a shaila right now, did I do the right thing that you want to be knowing lechatchilu? Will tell you no, you did not do the right thing, and you should pay back the right money midiraisa. That's where Rabbi Yochanan learns pshat, that even Shmuel's din is only b'diyevet. If you don't want to, it's chal. But lechatchila, what should you do? Lechatchila avad, you're supposed to pay the whole money to Hegdish. That's what Rabbi Yani learns. Rabbi Yirmi Yisavano, afu lechatchila. Yirmi holds no, that the pshat from Shmuel is that there's no din bitul mekach at all by Hegdish. There's no pasha v'ino. Even if it's Jip Hegdish more than a sixth, even the Chachili you're allowed to do it. There's no dinner in the Hegdish. If Hegdish agrees, you could do it. So that's the Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Reb Yirmi. Reb Yani and Reb Yirmi. But they both agree to Shmuel. So Nishala, what did Shmuel say? Did Shmuel say only B'diyevet or even the Chachili? If you want the Yolam HaTayilu Tepech, you don't have to change around Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that midiraisa it's chal the pigeon, and Rish Lakish was the one that said it's not chal midiraisa. Or the chashlok masnisin, I had a shred of Mishnah, elu dvorim it says hegdish. It says over there that hegdish elu dvorim is no dinner no. It's talking about hegdish. So I'll tell you like this: could we learn that pshat? The Mishnah could have chidah. Could chidah learn pshat? The Yom of chidah sounds like this: ein lem I know that that you said there's no dinner no the hegdish. You know what the Mishnah means to say? It means Eina b'toris hano. It means l'chumra. That by Hegdish, there's a bigger din I know. That means it like this. The afilu pochus mechtei hano chayzer. That by a regular Jew, by a hedjit, if a Jew somebody less than a sixth, we say it's a mechila. You don't have to pay back the money. But by Hegdish, you don't have that din. Meaning to say, the Hegdish, Rish Lakish learned that Mishnah, that even if a Jew Hegdish less than a sixth, still you have to pay back the money. Then there won't be a steer on a shlokish. Could be we're talking about now even less than, even a shtus, or even less than a shtus. That the shlokish always says chayzer, because he learns that mishnah, that by hegdish, even less than a sixth is chayzer. You have to return the money. Omer Ula says like this now. Lo yomru ella bishuma betray. When do we say the locker is if you paid a certain amount of money, and then we find it's not enough, you have to pay more, that's only if first two people vowed how much it's worth, and later, three people say it wasn't worth enough, we make you pay more. If we start out the three people value, and they said, this animal is worth the amount of Hegdish, then even though 100 people come later, and they say, no, you made a mistake, and you're paying less than it's worth, you don't have to retract. It's since you had three people to give you the value, that's called the sufficient value. For the more I start that way, Safra said, Heichi Omar Meik Trey Utrey Kimei. When do we say two is like 100, 100 is like two? That's on Linyan Edis. When you have two Edim saying something, that's it. Even if 100 say it the other way, it's like Trey Kimeya. That's Xeras Akosiv. Av Linyan Umdeno, it's not a shell of Edis. Just wonder what you meant. On Umdeno, then Bossa Deus of Din. We go Bossa, how many people you have? The more people you have, listen to the more Deus. Fisu, secondly, Tlus Tlus Layazlina Bossa Basra. Even if you have three people saying one way, then three people say did not make a good shuma, still the svara should be, go boss of the last one. The yad hegdish shall hal yoin, there's always a svara to say, hegdish gains on the deal. So if the last one tells you that your value was not good, you didn't have a good estimate, and you're jipping hegdish, savat and svara you should leave the last three. So my answer is, ksavul ul holds like this, sarach lasas domim midivreyim. That you have to pay back the money is only midivreyim. That means midiraisa we hold like Shmuel that there's no din oinor by hegdish. That midiraisa even on a shava pruta you could be mechalol or the hegdish. Therefore, the chol the rabbon makilu berabbonin. Since it's only to protect the money with the rabbonin, so here we say if two people first valued your shor and said that your shor was worth 100 and the hegdish is worth 100, so he gave this shor for hegdish. So it's chal even though later we find out that that shor is only worth $80, but we don't retract anymore. Because since that you have to pay back the money is only with the Rabbanin, so Rabbanin will make all. So once you have three people tell you how much it's worth, that's it. Even though we see they made a mistake, we don't make you do it over. But Midiraisa, about the swear would be, you'd have to do it over Midiraisa.
Yeah.
Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if somebody says, HaRezu Tachasoylam. Stam, you have a behemoth chulin, and you stam say, HaRezu Tachasoylam. You don't have a korban oil in front of you, you don't own an oil. That means nothing. This is loyama klum. Since you don't have a behemoth in front of you, it's nothing. What's going to be? A guy says tachas chatezu. You have a chatez in front of you, and you say this behemoth chulin should be tachas chatezu, or else for tachas olezu. That's good. Or else tachas chatez tachas olesheshti bebayis. Even though you don't have them in front of you, but as long as you own a chatez, so you run olez in your house. As hoyuloi, if you really have the chatas at home, tvarav kayam, that's called tamura. As long as you own the korban, and now you have your behemoth chul, and you say zutachazu, it's chal tamura. What's going to be omar ala behemoth tameya? You take a pig, a behemoth tameya, and you say zutachazu, or else via balas mum. You say it upon a balas mum, haray el oila, this should be a korban oila. Oh, no, this is not tamura. Now it's time. You take a behemoth tameya, you take a balas mum, and say haray el oila is liyama klum. Since they're not fit for kedusha saguf, so mel nothing is chal. If you say haray elu l'oila, if you say there should be for an oila, then you mark of yavad demeyam oila, and then you sell it, because Rashi says haray elu l'oila mashmul l'demeyam, that means for the value of the oila, because you know they're not fit. Therefore, the din is that chal kedushas damim on it. You'll have to sell them, and with the money bring korban oila. But if you say they themselves should be an oila, that's liyama klum. You can't make a kedusha saguf on a behemoth tameya, on a balas mum. Omri Rav Yehuda Marav, Mas Nisan Loik Rav Meir, Mishnah Zalag Rav Meir, Dir Rav Meir, Ho Ein Odem Moitzi Dabal of Atola. You never say anything in vain. So Rashi says in the first in the case of Rasha, person says, Tachas Chatas Tachas Oilo, even though you don't own it, Salmish just says, Liyama Klum. According to Rav Meir, we should say a person knows that he can't make Tamura, and what he meant to say was, Kedushas Damim. So he should have been, Kedushas Damim should have been Chal. Since our Mishnah says nothing is chal, it's not like Rav Meir. Then the Mishnah says, "Harei elu li'ola yimarchu v'yavu b'dam of oila." Time of the behemah tameya balas mum loychazian loy. They're not fit at all. Loy boy muma avol. So Rashi says it doesn't need a mum. You don't have to pasture in the fields like it's about the kedushas aguf is not chal at all. Therefore, it's nothing. Therefore, it's no kedushas aguf, only kedushas damim. Since it's not fit to have kedushas aguf at all, avul but ma'afresh nekev liyoshem. Even though the cave is not fit for an oshem, oil yerlo nekev for an oilo boy yemuma. Then I'll tell you, needs a mum. Then it's called kedushas aguf as chal on it, and you can't redeem it unless a baal mum, unless it comes a baal mum. Only these things here. What a baal mum already, or else a beim tamei. They have no shaychus to kedushas aguf. But a regular behemoth nekeva, since you could make it for different korban, now that you make it for noshim or for noil, it's chalak duchas aguf. And even though you can't be makrevit, but you can't be poitiv until it becomes a balmum. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Mathisim like Rav Shimon. That now we had the mission before, Rav Shimon Oimer, Timocha Shevim Mum. Rav Shimon says, if you makdish nekeva, liyoshim, since it's not fit at all for that krova, enechnami, it's not chalak duchas aguf at all. All that's chal is just a duchas damim, and all you have to do is just be poitiv the way it is, you don't need a mum. Sal Mishneir's Mashman, no, only behemoth tameya balas mum. They don't need a mum. But any time you makdish in a keva, even though it's not fit for the yoshim, it would be chalak duchas aguf. Just you have to wait till it becomes a balmum and then poyder it. So that's not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, no, when you makdish in a keva li yoshim, then there's always timoch, you have a right to sell it the way it is right now. It's never chal more than a duchas damim, and therefore you do not need a mum. Yehadim Alechon, Ketzim Arimim. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.